my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for the Rastafari movement, servant of and to the Rastafari movement, kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam right here, right now on this earth. Recording date, August the 11th, 2013. So we, sisters and brothers, the whole of the human family are the Christ spirit. The whole of us are Israel. The whole of us are they who were commissioned to rule this earth as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The whole of we, the whole of us promised the Most High that we would stand for each other, that we would stand with each other, uplift each other. But the wicked ruling class have stepped in. The sons of injustice, the unrighteous men, the gods or the angels that have done this, given the ideas to the unrighteous and to those who are the sons of injustice, are the demons. And the demon is an angel, and the good angels are angels. You have good angels who yet work for the Most High. Then you have the demonic angels who are the sons of injustice and who influence men and women to be unrighteous. So we live in America, we who live in the United States of America. But yet the government of the United States of North America is under the control of the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the oligarchs, rule of the few, the plutocracy having to do with rule of the wealthy, Wall Street, the banksters. These are the sons of injustice and unrighteous men and women who create warfare and bloodshed and death, hell, and destruction for us all. So we must separate from that. It says, the definition further, people of a nation. It also means, watch this, sisters and brothers, lifeless things, sparks, stars, arrows, but lifeless things. This system is devoid of life, but full of death. And so the wicked ruling class have to give various narratives to the various leaders so that the leaders may influence us to continue to support that which is devoid of life. That which is devoid of life is the exact opposite of Yahweh, Yahuwah, because Yahweh, Yahuwah means or is defined as existing one, and existing means living, existence and living. Existing and living is life. So if this system is lifeless or devoid of life, and we are the people of Yahweh, Yahuwah, we are the people of existing, the people of living, the people of life, then they who are the sons of injustice and unrighteous men and women are strangers to us, and we should separate from such. This word also means member of a guild, order, or class. This is teaching us that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have set up a whole system made of craftsmen, merchants, made of various orders, meaning various factions of trade and commerce and jobs and whatnot. The system that is set up is a copy of the original system of the Most High in the universe, and the original African civilizations and systems. So the devil only uses created things, that which the devil had nothing to do with the reality of that creation. The devil can't create anything, but only take that which was already created by the Most High. That's what the Quran says, that the devil and the wicked use created things. So the Most High created this wonderful creation, and the Africans translated that creation into our civilizations and societies of peace and justice and righteousness. So the devil takes the created things and copies all of the portions of the civilization, but takes that knowledge and wisdom and understanding of civilization, and then he, the devil, creates death and destruction and that which is lifeless. So the scripture is telling us to separate from that which is devoid of life. We must separate from the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. We must separate from the Republican Party and Democratic Party that is under the control. They are under the control of death and hell and destruction. No matter who is in office, the masses of the people suffer. The masses of the people are denied living wage job, are denied health care, are denied education, are denied a home. So we must separate from these wicked ones, and we must confess. It says, and they stood and confessed. So stand, 5975, Ahmad, to stand, remain, endure, to take one's stand. So this is the day that we must get up and stand up, as Bob Marley did say and is yet saying in his music. Stand up. This word is present one before the king, K-I-N-G, and the kings and queens of this earth who do the bidding of the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. We must stand up against them and stand in the presence of the real king and queen, Yahweh Yahuwah, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, and with the strength of the Most High, we take a stand and we stand our ground. We hold our ground. We stand on the principles of truth, justice, and righteousness. We stand on the principles of Yahweh, Yahuwah, which is existence and life for all. Could you be loved and be loved? And in that song, Bob Marley said, get up, get up. Get up, get up now. We've been down too long. Get up, get up, get up now. So we're taking our stand, Ahmad. And it says they stood and confessed, 3034. Yada, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means to throw, to shoot, to cast. To shoot, to cast down, throw down. To give thanks on the positive side, to give thanks, it's all positive. To give thanks and to praise, but also to confess. To confess the name of God and to confess our sins and to give thanks. So, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Words are weapons. Words can be weapons for negativity or weapons for positivity. And so we, with the words of our mouth, we're shooting now with our words at the devil, at the wicked. We are separating ourselves from the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the CIA and the FBI and the FOP and these factions within the system that promote killing and death and hell and destruction. Muslim Brotherhood, join us and confess our sins to the Most High that you call Allah and Allah. Allah is the Father. Allah is the Mother. Same Most High. Confess your sins. We confess our sins. Confess that we joined with the International Monetary Fund to destroy our sisters and brothers. Confess that we joined with the British intelligence and the CIA to destroy our own sisters and brothers. Confess that we joined on that mentality that promotes hatred for Christians And we Christians will confess that we joined the mentality that promotes hatred for Muslims. And all of us confess that at one time we hated Africa and we hated the indigenous religions of Africa and the indigenous religions of Americas, the Americas and Asia and so on. Let's confess that when the Al-Qaeda type Muslims invaded Mali, they began to deface African religious symbols because all of us have been taught to hate Africa and hate indigenous religion when the indigenous religions are the roots of all religion. We're confessing, sisters and brothers. We're shooting at the devil. Words are weapons, and we're shooting the arrows of our words because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Confess, Republicans. We must confess, Democrats. We must confess, Republicans. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, confess that we have bought into the fictitious narrative causing us to hate each other and destroy each other and the wicked ruling class laugh. Confess the name of God. In the African Hebrew language, the name of the Most High is Yahweh. Yahweh. Some say Yahweh. Some say Jehovah. Some say Yahweh. But the definition of Yahweh, 3068 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The definition is existing, living. So we confess existing and living and life for all. Confess their sins. 2403 Kata'ah Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Sin, sinful, sin offering, condition of sin. Guilt of sin, punishment for sin, sin offering, purification from sins of ceremonial uncleanness. This system is a system of sin, hatred, bloodshed, warfare, colonialism, slavery, exploitation. These are sins that we from babies have been taught to buy into and just go get a job and fit into the system when the system is destroying our sisters and brothers all over the earth and destroying ourselves as well. Look at the situation in Detroit. Look at how the CEOs of Ford, Chrysler, GM, along with Wall Street and the banksters, along with the various leadership, city leadership, and state leadership, Michigan, following the dictates given to the various presidents over the last few decades. All of them worked together to destroy living wage job, destroy unions, take the living wage job overseas, take advantage of slave wage, low wage labor, make the products from cheap wage, slave wage, low wage labor. Now, sisters and brothers have no job. They can't afford the cost of living, can't afford property tax. The mortgage companies then raise up the interest rates purposefully, driving families out of their homes. Now they have no home. They're homeless. The city is being destroyed. The city, it has no life. We're to separate from that reality. Separate from these unrighteous people in power that do nothing but create death and destruction. So you see, this system is a sin. Slavery is a sin. The destruction wrought upon the original Africans in the Western Hemisphere and the red man and woman in the Western Hemisphere following Columbus and the Pilgrims and so on and so forth is a sin. These are sins, sisters and brothers, and to the extent that we bought into the sin, look at how 9-1-1 caused many of us to say, well, kill all the Muslims. Yet people in church, there are yet people in church who get in the pulpits and talk about killing and destroying Muslims, saying they're devils and so on and so forth. These are sins to say wickedness such as that, to promote such wickedness. Sins and iniquities. 5771. Avon. Hebrew side. Perversity. Depravity. Iniquity. Guilt or punishment of iniquity. Let's hit this word perversity and understand this system is wicked and perverse. The quality or state of being perverse, turn away from what is right and good, corrupt, improper, incorrect, contrary to good, contrary to righteousness, you may say. So to be perverse or to be full of perversity is to be deliberately and have a deliberate desire to behave in a way that is unreasonable or unacceptable, to be contrary to the accepted or expected standard of practice. The standard of practice in the universe, scientifically studied by the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the African Ethiopian Nubian Kemet, the Twa, these Africans studied the Dogon as well, the African Dogon. These Africans studied the scientific universe, studied the universe scientifically. And the prevailing reality in the universe is life and existence and birth and rebirth and resurrection. And so to be perverse, this system is perverse because it goes against the standard of life that we see in the universe. Depravity is moral corruption, wicked and morally corrupt act. When you look in Egypt and see that the International Monetary Fund, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are they who have pitted the poor working class masses against the elites in the Muslim Brotherhood and pitted them against the military in Egypt, and you have Obama come in, Lindsey Graham, Senator McCain come in, factionalizing and stirring up strife between the factions, and this is morally corrupt. This is wicked. This is morally wicked and corrupt. We can see easily, sisters and brothers, that we must confess our sins. We must confess the iniquities of our fathers. The word father is Ab or Av, found under the number 1 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Father of an individual, of God as father of his people, head or founder of a household, group, family, or clan, ancestors, forefathers, originator, patron of a class, producer, generator, benevolence and protection. You see, the father is supposed to be benevolent and be a protector. What exactly does benevolent mean? The definition of benevolent is inclination to perform kind and charitable acts, kindly act. So we say to the fathers and the mothers of America, the fathers and the mothers of this system, you are full of wickedness and perversity, and you have taught poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white to disrespect each other, to hate each other, to buy into the hatreds, that we may destroy each other, so that you, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, who are the mothers and fathers mainly, of this wicked system, can remain in power. You're full of sin, and you have caused us to be full of sin and iniquities. We are now separating from you. Verse 3, chapter 9, book of Nehemiah. And they stood in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Now, the book of the law, the book 5612, Sefer, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, a book, a document, a writing book, letter of instruction, request, written decree, book of prophecies, genealogical register, law book, book of poems, book of kings, book of the canon, scripture. Books originate in Africa. Scrolls originate in Africa. Writing documents, genealogies, poems, canons, or books of law. Let's see this word canon, sisters and brothers. Canon is defined as general law, rules, and principles. Clergy and the staff of a cathedral have a canon, which we say is scripture, but Africa originated books of law, books of principles, books of rules that we may live by. And the rules that we are to live by are the rules scientifically based on the universe. So these books that we're looking at, the children of Israel, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, are looking at the book of the law, 8451, Torah, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, law, direction, instruction, prophetic teaching, instruction in the Messianic age. Today is the day of the Messiah. Christ, Yahushua, the Messiah, is to manifest and be personified within you and within me, sisters and brothers. In days long ago, the days of the prophets, that's yesterday. Today is the day of the Messiah, the day of prophecy being fulfilled. This is what the wicked ruling class and ruling families are fighting against, that Christ would manifest within you. J. Edgar Hoover said he wanted to destroy the black Messiah. What is this secular man, government man, doing using religious language? And we understand the history that J. Edgar Hoover, a 33rd degree Mason, Illuminati Masonic Order, he began his career by destroying Marcus Garvey and the Marcus Garvey movement, Universal Negro Improvement Association, and African Communities League. This black man, Marcus Messiah Garvey, Marcus the Messiah Garvey, the Messiah in Marcus Garvey, Christ in Marcus Garvey, Yahushua in Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey began to work in Jamaica, and then he began to work in the United States of North America. After having traveled the earth, looking at the plight of black people and other peoples who were poor, working class masses, he began to be inspired by Booker T. Washington, who taught us to build civilization, build cities, build communities, build neighborhoods. What was the book? Booker T. Washington had a book. Was it Up From Slavery? Up From Slavery, written by Booker T. Washington, inspired Marcus Garvey. So Marcus Garvey began to move to New York City, and he began to see how black people were suffering in the United States of North America, and how coming home from World War I, yet facing lynchings and destructions. And this is so deep, sisters and brothers, because poor working class white people thought it within their best interest to destroy poor working class black people when the wicked ruling class and families, House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, gave poor working class white people a fictitious narrative to inspire them to work against us, but in working against us, they were working against their own salvation. So Marcus Garvey began to preach to black people that we should get up and we should stand up and we should resist and we should not allow anyone to come into our communities and destroy us and kill us and lynch us. And he began to connect the plight of the blacks in America with the plight of black people all over the earth and with the plight of black people in Africa. He began to create the Universal Negro Improvement Association and began to inspire black people all over the earth, black people in the Caribbean, black people in Central and South America, black people in the Americas, black people in Africa. He began to connect with the movement for freedom, justice, and equality in Ireland. He began to unite with the revolutionary factions in France, in the Spanish-speaking areas in the Americas. So he and according to O'Malley Yeshitela, he began to unite with the peasant movement in Venezuela and various places in Central and South America. And so Marcus Garvey had a big convention in around 1919, and he was voted the Provisional President of Africa. And he drafted a document along with his helpers of the Universal Negro Improvement Association. And they began to demand that Europe, can you imagine in 1919, demand that Europe give Africa back to Africans. Africa for Africans, those at home and those abroad. And so this began to incur the ire of the powers of Europe, the powers of America, and they began to unite. The powers in Europe and the powers in America began to unite, and they began to fight and destroy the Garvey movement. They began, J. Edgar Hoover, the United States Bureau investigation student, rising up in the ranks, began to turn his sights on the Garvey movement and used black people to infiltrate the Garvey movement. The very best friend of Garvey was an infiltrator sent by the FBI. Various workers who were supposed to be the leaders in the ships, the Black Star Liner ships, various peoples who were leaders in the movement ended up being infiltrators sent by the FBI. Let's take our next break. See you on the other side of the break.